Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
By far, one of the most requested topics this channel gets on a daily basis is Skimwalker stories. For whatever reason, it just seems like these creatures have become the new boogeyman all across the world. Today, we're going to be sharing a few more allegedly true and downright creepy experiences with these said Skimwalker creatures. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a Skimwalker story or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy and downright strange Skimwalker encounters. This happened about 22 years ago or so when I was about 10. I grew up in a kind of country area about 20 minutes outside of Baltimore, Maryland. I was only two houses from the end of the neighborhood, which ended at a guardrail that went into a lot of woods. I do believe that these woods were owned by the state park nearby. My parents are out of town for the night, so my brother and I were spending the night at his best friend's house who lives across the street. It was probably sometime shortly after midnight. We were downstairs, I think watching Stand By Me, when his dog started, barking hysterically. We were unsure of what was going on, but we ran up to the door to see what could be out there causing his dog to freak out so much. When we looked outside, we could see this thing sitting on the big rock in his front yard. What we saw was weird. And honestly, to this day, I still have trouble accepting it as real. Even though all three of us saw it, well, four if you include his dog, it definitely happened. I just have a hard time, I guess. Sitting there on the rock, we could see the silhouette of a definite bipedal creature. It was dark enough outside that it at least appeared all black. It was down on one knee. I would have to say that if it had stood up, it probably would have been between 5 to 6 foot tall. You could see that it had pointed ears and slightly glowing eyes. It had long, slender arms, with much longer fingers, which almost looked as if they were claws. They could have very well been claws for all I know. It had a long, slender tail resting on the rock. It was too slender and just, it was hard to properly articulate its exact build. But in case you were wondering, I don't think there's any way this could have been a person, even in a costume or disguise. Not only that, but why would they be down on one knee, on the rock like that? If they were a person in a costume, what would their goal even be? To scare people, I guess? I don't know. But who would just sit out there for hours, waiting to maybe potentially have us walk out and see them? I don't know. It's just a weird situation. As I said, it was definitely not a person. It sat there for at least a minute, staring back at us, until my friend's mom came from the top of the stairs asking what the dog was barking at. We looked back for just a second, but when we looked back to where the creature was, it was gone. Flash forward about 12 years. I am hanging out with a kid who had happened to live in that same neighborhood up until about a year before this incident. We did not know each other as kids, but via work. We became good friends, and when we found out we lived in the same neighborhood, the first thing he did was ask me if I ever saw something strange. I asked him what he was talking about, and he proceeded to talk about one night when he was walking home from a friend's house a few blocks away from where we lived. He happened to see something moving on the edge of the woods. When he went to describe it, my heart dropped. he described the same exact thing I had seen when I was a kid. To this day, I still don't know what it was. I have looked up cryptids in Maryland, and the closest thing that I could come up with was the Dwayo, which is a bipedal creature that slightly resembles a wolf. But I don't know. It is supposedly said to have a medium-sized tail that's bushy, and what we had seen had a longer and much slender tail. If anyone has any idea what this could be, I would very much like to know. I have heavily thought about it being a skimwalker, but like I said, I'm not sure. Anyways, thanks for sharing my story. I'm sure many of you would not believe me, but there are many people out there who have truly seen something strange, and I'm sure maybe a few of them can attest to this and give me some advice. I live in rural southern Nevada. A friend of mine and I encountered what we decided to be a skimwalker one night while we were sharing a bottle of whiskey at my house. It was late. I was living towards the edge of town close to the open desert. I do not remember the exact time, but I would estimate it was somewhere between 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. My buddy comes over and decides to spend the night drinking and hanging out with me. We were in the living room, sitting near the side of the house, right next to a couple closed and blinded windows. We had been on the topic of the paranormal and cryptids and such when we began discussing Navajo and Southern Paiute, Southern lore. We were probably talking for about an hour, and about a quarter into the fifth I had. Swimmy, but not quite drunk, if you know what I mean. We began to hear a faint, but distinguishable pitter-patter directly outside the window, pacing back and forth the length of the side of the house. We were buzzed enough to semi-dismiss it until we began to hear hyena-esque cackling. At that point, we figured that we had attracted a skimwalker to us by speaking about them, which is a staple of their lore. So, we decided the best course of action would be to not acknowledge it and to carry on with our conversation until it left. The paw-like pacing and cackling continued for another 45 minutes or so, and eventually stopped. Neither one of us were willing to open the blinds or go outside into the morning. But when we woke up and went outside, not only did we see dog prints lining the dirt directly outside of the windows, but we saw a set of abnormally large human-like footprints that ran from near the carport to the center of the yard before the track stopped dead, and each footprint was smaller and less imprinted than the last. To this day, we are positive that we attracted or summoned a skimwalker, even if that is not the correct cryptid. I know for a fact that there was something outside of the house that night. So this is a story from my brother. As such, I have no way of validating that this happened at all, except one part that I will get to later. So back in 2015, my brother worked for a security guard hiring place. Not exactly sure what to call it, to be honest. Basically, he would be on call, and they would station him someplace or another that needed it. So this time, my brother got hired by the local cemetery. They had issues with kids sneaking in at night and messing things up, and at one point, they even broke a couple of graves. Anyways, his job was just to drive around the cemetery and make sure no one was messing around. This area was rural, and at the time, had a bad stray dog problem. Dogs would get lost or people would just drop them off and leave them, and they would form packs and roam the countryside. On this particular night, my brother was at the cemetery and noticed a pretty big pack of dogs, about eight or so, just wandering around and playing. There was a Rottweiler, which will be important later, and a couple of mixed-breed dogs. I believe there was even a little Bichon that was clearly someone's pet, because it had its harness on. Also important later. So, my brother is doing his rounds, which, like I said, was basically to drive from one end of the cemetery to the other with a spotlight and make sure no kids were breaking things or banging in one of the mausoleums or something. He is driving slowly and has his windows down, his arm out the window with the spotlight. It is pitch black at this point. Suddenly, he hears the dogs going crazy, and then he hears what he can best describe as a sound of something screaming, like maybe a bird mixed with one of those swamp creatures from the last Airbender cartoon, but more deeper and more human, with a rattling sound. It's hard to explain. The dogs go silent before starting back up and barking and snarling a few minutes later. Then something fast and pale runs out in front of the headlights, with 8 dogs in pursuit, barking and snarling. So, for whatever reason, he decides to follow the dogs in fear that they are getting ready to tear someone's pet to pieces. He parks his car, gets out with his spotlight, and then follows the sound of the barking before he hears that scream again and swears that he heard a faint, "Help!" and shines his light at the spot. And to his surprise, he sees the dogs have a deer backed up against the wall of a mausoleum. He said that this deer was a very pale gray color, and it was skinny and emaciated looking. He then shines the light on his eyes, and they were black, he says, but no light reflected from them, and there was no shine either. They look like the eyes of something dead. He is understandably confused, and he's standing there, a few yards away from a pack of angry, snarling dogs that haven't even registered that he's even there. The dogs have this deer surrounded and are taking turn nipping at its hind end and legs, but my brother notices that every time they do, they recoil and sort of gag as if it tastes appalling to them. My brother then hears a deep growling from behind him, and this big Rottweiler bowls past him, launches itself at this deer, and grabs its hind leg with a mighty shake, knocks the thing over, and just starts wailing on it. Then he says this deer lets out that screech again. Then it takes its hoof and swipes. Yes, he said swipes at the dog. The dog lets go and the thing takes off. The dog was hard on its heels. He never did guard work at that cemetery again. But he did go back a few days later and managed to get that little Bichon to come to him. He has had that dog for about 5 years now. Kind of funny how he saved a dog from a skinwalker experience, but that's his story. Hi all, take this experience as you will. I was taking engagement photos with my fiance out in Big Bear, California. We were staying out in a cheap place near the forest called the Goldmine Lodge, good for broke young couples. We were staying the weekend and we had friends come along with us staying in another cottage. The first day was very fun and exciting. There was lots of quality time with my fiance. I listen to lots of creepypasta as I sleep, so I am familiar with skinwalkers and other cryptids. Throughout the day, I would joke with my fiance about skinwalkers and stuff. She has had experiences with supernatural stuff in the past. Maybe I was being a little bit mean with my jokes. Do I believe in skinwalkers? Possibly to an extent. I think there are some things on this earth that you should not mess with. It is still part of my personality to joke about these things, though. The incident happened on the second night of our trip. Around 2 a.m. I woke up, which is typically normal for me, but I heard this weird howling noise. It sounded like no animal I have ever heard. At first, I thought I was dreaming, but I heard the howling again. My fiance was also up at this point, and she called out my name quietly. She said, "What's that? I'm scared." Then dogs in our lodge, Goldmine Lodge is pet friendly, yay, all started going crazy and barking. I told my fiance to not pay any mind to it and to try to just sleep through it, and we hugged each other. The howling continued for another few minutes or so, then stopped along with all the dogs. We did not sleep well that night or the following morning. Strangely enough, my fiance was saying she heard her mother's voice calling her through the window last night. I am glad I told her to not pay attention to it. It does no good to give a skinwalker attention or let it in. At least from what I've learned from all these skinwalker stories that I listen to. Let me know what you all think. It's something new to me, and my curious self kind of wants to go back. I can't for certain say this was a skinwalker, but it does seem a lot like how those encounters usually go. I'd love to know any opinions.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So a little backstory. Me, my brother, and our friend all went out to this old abandoned rock house that is about a half mile from our house at around 3 a.m. We had been talking about ghosts and monsters before, and wanted to play a prank. Me and the friend were going to scare my brother. He was going to pretend to get taken by something and make noises and jump out at my brother. We get there, my friend goes quote-unquote missing, and my brother knows it's already a prank and that we are just joking. Now this is where things get weird. We start hearing what we thought at the time was my friend running through the bushes making noises. When I stepped away from my brother to look for, my friend, suddenly something threw a rock at me, and I told him to mess off. Then I heard him run away through the bushes. About 3 minutes later, we heard my friend yell, "What the freak is this?" and comes running out of the bushes and books it back to the house. Me and my brother thought he was just messing with us and start laughing and telling him to knock it off. He tells us he saw something looking at him in the bushes and that he was not joking. He was literally on the verge of tears, and me and my brother have never seen him cry. So we both were kind of concerned and booked it back to the house as well. When we got back, he finally explained what had happened. 1. He never ran or threw anything at us. He swore in his life, even though we could clearly hear something running, and I know something was behind the bush and threw something at me. 2. He said he was sitting behind a bush waiting for my brother to come across him, so he could jump out at him. When he looked over, he saw what he thought at first was a coyote or a dog staring at him. He said it had red eyes, and that it sat up on its hind legs, and that's when he ran and screamed. I am not sure if I 100% believe him, or if it is even a skinwalker. I do not think I have ever heard of skinwalkers in the high desert, specifically the Victoriaville area. Could it be a skinwalker, or something else? So, I'm moving currently, and my mom and I went to go look at a couple of houses out near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. About 5 minutes away from these houses were these abandoned train tracks with one of those 5-mile-long trains. I got super excited when I saw these, so I texted my buddy and told him about them and that I planned on making some time to explore them. Now, we've been exploring woods our entire lives, so we've seen some weird things and usually brush it off and continue exploring. But nothing could compare to the night we explored these train tracks. It was about 10:30 p.m. and there was no moon or stars out at this night. We pull on to a service road next to the tracks and park the car. Everything is fine until my buddy turns the lights off. I instantly get a chill and a feeling in my gut that something was very wrong here, and that we probably shouldn't be here, but I did my best to just brush it off and got out of the car. And that's when the feeling got even worse. When I got out, I heard a noise that sounded like something clanging up against the cars up on the tracks. My heart jumped, and then my buddy got out and reassured me that it was fine. They were just frogs or something. We heard frogs croaking, so I was at ease a little bit, until we heard what sounded like a wild boar. Now, this is Pennsylvania, and we don't have wild boar here. This is when we both jump back in the car and lock the doors and turn the lights on. We sit there for a couple of seconds until we hear it again, and then we start the car and pull off of the service road. But as we were pulling onto the main road, we look left and see something that makes our stomachs drop. It's two glaring dots that look like eyes. When we first saw them, we damn near crapped ourselves. They didn't seem that close to us, but when we pulled onto the road and I looked out the back window, they were significantly closer. They suddenly disappeared and came back like they were blinking. Our first thought was that an animal was on our tail. But what kind of animal, in Pennsylvania, has eyes like that? My buddy mentioned skimwalkers, and I nearly punched him. But from what I've heard, skimwalkers are only in the deserts of Arizona, and areas surrounding it. So, I didn't think it was that. We continued driving, and were trying to figure out what this thing was. I felt something behind me, and we were a couple of miles down the road at this point. So I turned around and there was nothing. But whenever I looked forward, I would feel the presence of being stared at. We finally concluded that we believe it was a rogue Wendigo or skimwalker. That seems like the only explanation there is for whatever it was, because I had a hard feeling that we shouldn't have been there. It smelled like burning copper. There are no wild boar in Pennsylvania, but we swore we heard one. And apparently, skimwalkers and wendigos can mimic sounds and voices. The eyes were big and red. They were really creepy, like they were staring into your soul. We are both very freaked out. We pulled into an Arby's drive-thru eventually. So, this was much worse to me than it was for him. This was about a month ago, and I want to go back, but I've been told not to by everyone I know. But I've got a couple of people that are willing to go. So, we're going back September 19th and going to see how it goes. Most people wouldn't even think about going back, but I've been told that I'm insane. But I do like me a good adrenaline rush. But this is like pushing my limits. But hey, you're only going to live once. In the 80s growing up, we didn't have all the distractions that kids have today, so we had to make up our own things to do. Many times, this meant going outside, going hunting, or making up games. For our generation, our parents told us to be outside, but for us that lived in a small town, these activities were in abundance. There was one type of activity that almost everyone took part in, and this was riding some type of ATV or dirt bike. For me, this was one of my biggest pastimes when I was a child. When I was just 7 years old, a man on the highway was selling a YZ80. Now for me, this was an awesome sight. All I could think of was getting on that dirt bike and riding all day around where I lived. But my dad had other ideas. He thought I was much too young to have something so awesome. It took a few weeks of constant badgering for me to convince my dad to buy it for me. But in the end, my perseverance prevailed, and my dad bought it for me. I was so excited and could not contain myself. Now, I did not know how to ride a dirt bike at the time. The first time that I got on the machine, I popped the clutch, did a wheelie, and flipped the bike. Now, this did not inspire any confidence with my father. It took a little time, but I quickly got good at riding this badass machine. Luckily, I was able to use this open field to perfect my skill as a dirt bike rider. As my friends learned that I had a dirt bike, they started taking me around and showing me a few trails around my town. It slowly became one of our pastimes. We would do this almost every single day after school. It was one of my memories as a child that I really hold on to. There was one place that we went riding. This place was called Emmeline's. I never really knew the person or why it was called this, but there was an old, abandoned house way out in the middle of these woods. This old house had been out there for many years. It had a lot of good riding trails around it, from hills to creeks to wide open trails that you could really open your machine on. Most of the time, there were two or three of us that would go at the same time, but there were times that I would go out on my own. I had done these solo rides several times before this day. On this day, I could not go right after school. I had some homework from school that I could not get done at school, so I had to go home and get it done. I could not ride until everything was done, unfortunately, but I think most people know that. So it was later on in the day that I could take my daily ride. It was about 6 in the afternoon before I took off. Now, this was in the summertime, so it didn't usually get dark until around 8:30 or so. So I knew it would not be a very long ride because my dirt bike did not have any lights on it. I would have a few hours before I had to return home, though. Emmeline's was only about 5 minutes from my house. As I got on my machine, I could not help but put a smile on my face. I absolutely love this thing. I love to be on my bike. After fueling up the machine and checking it over, I put it in neutral, kicked the bike, and started it up. Now, a few days before, I had broken my clutch cable, so after starting it, I had to give it a push, jump on, and throw it into gear. This was no big deal, I had done it before. I got rather good at it. My dad had to order the cable and it had not come in quite yet. Off I went, as happy as a young boy could be on his dirt bike. I got to the trails and immediately jumped right in. I'd been ripping up the trails for about an hour and not seen anyone else on them. I guess everyone had better things to do on that day. In the middle of the woods was an open field. This field was about 4 or 5 acres big, if I had to guess. It had a fence built up around it. The fence had been up for a long time. It was rusted and broken in quite a few places. But for the most part, it was intact and in decent shape. Like I said, I had been riding hard for about an hour and had felt the call of nature. Since I had not seen anyone around, I decided to just stop on the trail and relieve myself. Now, I must mention that the dirt bike I had was a racing bike, so it did not have a kickstand, unfortunately. So, I had to stop and lean it against a fence post. As I was relieving myself, I noticed that it was very, very quiet. Now, I did not think too much about this, because I had been riding for about an hour straight. The dirt bike was pretty loud, so I just figured it was because of me. As I was going to the bathroom, I heard some rustling about 50 or 60 yards away from me. I looked that way and I did not see anything at first. So, I assumed that it was probably just a little squirrel, since they were everywhere out here. Finishing my business, I started to feel anxious for some reason. This heavy feeling came over me, like I was being watched. I look all around me. But once again, I could see nothing. The bike was only a couple of feet away from me, so I started walking toward it. I took one step and heard something start walking behind me. I immediately turned around, expecting to see one of my friends trying to sneak up on me. But, to my astonishment, there was absolutely no one there. Trying to shrug the experience off, I walked to my bike. But every step I took, I swear I heard one step behind me. By this time, I was so scared, I did not know what I was going to do. Figuring the only thing I could do was run the few feet to my bike, jump on it, and take off. This had to be a seamless action, though, since I did not have a clutch to take off with. I had to kickstart the bike, push it, and throw it into gear all in one motion, if I was going to get away from whatever was behind me. Gathering up all the courage and strength I had, I ran. Jumping on the bike, kickstarting it, and shoving it all at the same time was very hard. Somehow, while I was doing all of this, I never stopped hearing the footsteps behind me. I knew whatever it was only a few yards behind me. Once I was on my way, I felt a sudden breeze on my back, like something had made a swipe at me and just missed. This scared me even more and put more energy and urgency into me. As I slammed the bike into gear, I gave the bike all that it had. I was shifting gears and sliding around every corner like I was a professional. I looked back once and I could see the trees moving, but I was never able to see anything. Even though I did not see anything, it did not take away my sense of emergency to get out of those woods. Once I made it back to the road, I stopped, turned the bike off, and tried to gather myself. It took me a few minutes, but as I did, I heard it. The most god-awful scream I had ever heard. It started out low, but by the time that it ended, it was so loud that I could feel it in my chest. I got that bike going and got home as fast as I could. It took me a long time before I went back into those woods, but when I did finally go back, it would always be with friends. This was a moment in my life that I will never forget. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true Skinwalker encounter stories. As always, I can't really validate any of these stories, but it is up to you whether or not you believe them. Either way, they are very entertaining to listen to and to read. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's something to do with a Skinwalker or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, on all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories pretty much anywhere you go. You can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. If you guys would like to support the channel outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe check out my merch store. I have face masks, shirts, mugs, hoodies, and pretty much everything you could ever want. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the swamp the way you do. One last thing, if you would. Me and my good friend and fellow narrator, Unit Number 522, recently released a metal album. If you're a fan of metal, definitely check it out. I think you guys might enjoy it. You can find the link to do that in the description down below. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.